Michael Hitchborn on of the Lepanto Institute at lepantoin.org. Michael, first of all, welcome. And do you remember when we were little children, or maybe you still played this with your son, playing paper football on a table?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So that was kind of what they did to the Pachamama. They flicked her into the Tiber like a paper football.
Yeah. Yep. I just wish I was on the other side holding my fingers together like a field goal.
Hey, go ahead. See if you can you flick her through? Can you flick it through? Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Right.
So did you know that Netflix had made a movie, Pachamama?
I saw the preview for it, I guess, about a week and a half ago. It's interesting because as I was watching this thing, I was kind of curious. I wanted to know what they were saying. And the only reason it came up is because I was doing research on Pachamama. And I was like, oh, my goodness, Netflix actually has a series on this thing. That's weird. Well, I watched the preview. And at one point, the children were talking about something. That they were using a word called, it sounded like waka or waku or something like that.
Okay.
And I just kept scratching my head going, this sounds familiar. Why does this sound familiar? Well, then I went back to the big procession from the Vatican to where the synod was taking place, and they were chanting or singing waku waku something. And I was like, "What is this?" And waku, it's a reference to a sacred idol. That's what a waku is.
So that's what, okay, so waku is a word that's come up.
Yeah, it's H-A-U-C, let's see, H-A-U-C-U, I think, or C-A. H-A-U-C-A.
Kind of sounds like guacamole.
Yeah, I know, you're right, right. But it was really strange. It was really strange, and having heard it in that program preview, and then also remembering that I had heard it chanted as they were processing this Pachamama, it all just kind of comes together. And it's like, well, yeah, this is absolutely paganism. In fact, it's almost Manichaeism, where they basically blend different religious beliefs together into one, which is the condemned heresy of Manichaeism.
Now, the Pachamamas that were taken out of that, now, what was the church it was taken out of?
Santa Maria in Transportani.
Okay, Santa Maria in Transportani.
Tantino.
There were, it looked to me like there were three, the Pachamamas. But it looked to me also like there were two Pachamamas that were dark. They were kind of black.
Right.
That's what I got out of watching the Periscope video that they put on Twitter. So they lined them up on, I guess you go across the street from this, Santa Maria Transportina, across the street, and there's a bridge that I guess goes across the Tiber. And they lined them up on the railing, the concrete railing, and then summarily flicked like a paper football each Pachamama into the Tiber River. But then they released a statement saying that we had to do this because Jesus Christ commands us, and we don't have any choice. We can't have pagan idols in our sanctuaries, much less on our altars. This was crying out to be done, and it had to be done. And like I was telling, you're not on Twitter any longer because your stuff doesn't post. But if you were on Twitter yesterday, oh, my heavens. I don't know if it was like this on Facebook, but every lukewarm ninny lib that's watching the Shamazonian Synod and wanted to defend Papa Francis and Pachamama came out of the proverbial woodwork. Did you experience this on Facebook?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. They are literally coming through the floorboards.
Through the floorboards.